This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's always a good morning when I can get joined by one of my favorite guys in country music, Chris Young.
Hello.
Well, good morning. And can I tell you, I am loving the new song, Till the Last One Dies.
So I bought a dozen roses on my way to you tonight. 11 real ones, one fake one, and I'll love you till the last one dies.
Obviously, a love song. Did you write it for your greatest love of all, your Dallas Cowboys?
No. I'll always love my own team, but I think this is more of like a wedding-style love song than it is about my sports team.
Yeah, speaking of that, have you ever performed at somebody's wedding? Do you have some great love songs?
I have. I've performed at a couple weddings over the years, especially like my close friends. It's awesome to be able to stand up there and just play them a love song and watch them just look at each other and have their first dance. So it's pretty cool.
Do you consider that your gift, or do you still buy a gift?
Oh, you still got to buy a gift. You can't escape the gift-giving process of a wedding just because you showed up and sang one song.
The new song, Till the Last One Dies. Are you the type of guy that buys I'm Sorry I Messed Up flowers, or do you buy the Just Because flowers?
My dad taught me a long time ago, you buy the Just Because flowers, and not just because it's, you know, an anniversary or something. You just randomly buy the flowers because that gives a lot more mileage than the I'm sorry I messed up, here's some flowers.
100%. Your dad is a good man. Now, when it comes to your music and releasing a new song like Till the Last One Dies, who's in your inner circle of trust that you lean on to kind of gauge the potential of a song?
I like getting the opinion from other people because by the time that I'm asking that question, I already love the song.
Right.
I just want to see if everybody else loves it as much as I do.
Who's the most honest?
Probably my buddy Nick. He actually, we joke around with each other because when I was getting ready to put out Famous Friends, I played it for him. He goes, it's not your best. And then it was just a gigantic number one. And all of our friend group just makes fun of him every now and then. He's like, dude, I didn't say it was bad. I said it wasn't my favorite. But he is definitely one of those people that'll be like upfront and honest with me.
Well, I can't wait to hear that song, the new song, all your songs, because we're actually going to see you coming up Mother's Day. You're performing out at the LA County Fair.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.